come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up, get inspired, get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
And here we go.
Once again, that's the sound of rock cracking. You've got Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right here on WebTalkRadio.net. Hey, last week, Super Tuesday. What's Doc Holliday think about it? Lots been said. We've had another GOP debate. And before we recorded this, we're going to tell you everything we know. But we do know Saturday. Just last Saturday, there were four caucuses. Don't know the results as the taping of this show. And this week, Mississippi, Idaho, Michigan, and Hawaii all vote on Tuesday, March the 8th. Fast. It's fluid. It's exciting. It's frustrating. It's everything that, I don't know, maybe it's like Aerosmith. Let me play this clip from Aerosmith and see if you agree. How does this election cycle seem crazy to you? Well, that's why I played that clip from Aerosmith. It's crazy, folks. And if you watched the GOP debate last Thursday night in Detroit, it's still crazy, but it's down to four. Yes, Ben Carson stepped out of the debate. It leaves four. He said he saw no possible path to nomination. Can John Kasich and Senator Marco Rubio say the same thing? Well, they think they can get it to a convention and a fight on a convention floor. Ted Cruz, that's about all he has left, unless somehow Rubio and Kasich decide we can't afford a Donald Trump and they get behind Ted Cruz. And some people were saying, well, Ted Cruz ought to get behind Marco Rubio. Do something. Save the GOP establishment. Or the Republican Party. Who did he want to save? Well, we got some questions to talk about. Who did he want to save? How did Super Tuesday go last week? And, of course, what's more important, what's the future look like? Where do we go from here? That's what we're going to talk about. This week's Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics got some clips. Right off, let me play this clip from Mitt Romney, the 2012 Republican nominee for President of the United States, who Donald Trump said he failed miserably. He was a horrible candidate. And, of course, he said he should have beat the incumbent, weak Barack Obama. Of course, Mitt Romney did not beat him, and he was reelected. And that's where our country stands in this state of it's pitiful from around the world to our state of our economy, to regulations. The small businesses are being killed, absolutely killed, because there's more businesses dying every year than are started. Never has that happened before in the history of our nation. But it's happening right now under the stress of this administration that this administration has put on businesses everywhere. Now, so let me just play this clip from Mitt Romney and let you hear what he had to say about the front runner, Donald Trump.
And let me put it very plainly. If we Republicans choose Donald Trump as our nominee, the prospects for a safe and prosperous future are greatly diminished. Let me explain why I say that. First, on the economy. If Donald Trump's plans were ever implemented, the country would sink into prolonged recession. A few examples. His proposed 35% tariff-like penalties would instigate a trade war, and that would raise prices for consumers, kill our export jobs, and lead entrepreneurs and businesses of all stripes to flee America. His tax plan, in combination with his refusal to reform entitlements and to honestly address spending, would balloon the deficit and the national debt. So even though Donald Trump has offered very few specific economic plans, what little he has said is enough to know that he would be very bad for American workers and for American families.
Now, Mitt Romney said, let me put it very plainly, when he started that last minute of trashing Trump. Well, you know, right here, Doc Holliday, Rock Splitting Politics, I have gotten behind Ted Cruz for president. I give him my reasons. But I don't like Mitt Romney trashing Donald Trump. I don't like the establishment just dissing Donald Trump. If the establishment wants Donald Trump to sit out this election, they want another nominee, all they have to do is get behind Ted Cruz. They're not doing that as of this taping. They're not saying, clear the decks, let Ted Cruz go one-on-one against Donald Trump. If they truly did not want Donald Trump to represent the grand old party, then they would get behind Ted Cruz and they could beat Donald Trump. What I'm hearing when Mitt Romney and all these attacks go against Donald Trump, what I'm hearing is we are not getting our way. This is Doc Holliday's take on it. The establishment says, saying forever, we've always been able to buy the nominee we wanted. Donald Trump's not allowing that. And they got an alternative in Ted Cruz, and what the establishment of the general of the grand old party, the GOP, is saying is we can't get our way. We're going to take our marbles and we're going to go home. We're going to take up and stop this game. I don't like that because they're talking to me. I've been with the Tea Party movement. I've been with the conservative movement. I've stood by Rafael Cruz as he had his son and seeing him as a fresh new senator and sticking up to his word. And we've had Rafael Cruz on this show. We've had different conservatives on this show in clips that are unique and exclusive to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And it upsets me, even as a supporter of Ted Cruz, to see Donald Trump trashed by the establishment when they're saying they don't want Donald Trump. But what they're saying is they don't want the people in the party. They want their votes, but they don't want them to influence what's going on in their jurisdiction. Who said it's their jurisdiction? They've had it too lazy. They've been lazy. They've had it too easy. The Republicans who are in charge of the United States Senate and the United States House of Representatives, they asked the people to put them there and they would get things done, and they have failed to back what they said they would do. First example, John Boehner. He had to get out, resign one of the highest positions in the land. He was second in line to the presidency of the United States when John Boehner resigned and quit his job. And why? He wasn't getting the job done. He was getting all kind of complaints because they'd say one thing to get elected and do something else while they were in power. We're tired of that. And that's exactly why Donald Trump is running away with the popular vote so far. I think it's disingenuous because Ted Cruz is thrown, well, he's a senator, he's part of the problem. No, Ted Cruz has stood up to the problem to his detriment as the media and as the Washington cartel has really just chopped him up. But he's still standing, he's still in this race, and so my message to Mitt Romney, as he attacks Trump and leads a charge, and they're trying to build up money to attack Donald Trump, and I am not standing up for Trump as someone I want him to be the nominee. I want Ted Cruz to be. But I don't like the establishment saying, we don't like the way this thing's going, so we're going to turn it around. We're going to get what we want. Well, you've given us Mitt Romney. You've given us John McCain. And when you give us these milquetoast candidates, they don't win. You say, oh, we got to have them to win. Why did Ronald Reagan win? And why did he win in a landslide in 1980 and just absolutely blew everybody out of water in 84 with Mondale? I think Mondale, what, won his only one state, his home state of Minnesota, maybe Massachusetts. Everything else went red for Ronald Reagan. So stop. This is the establishment that has really ticked off some people. And as they go against Trump and try to put these charges of KKK, and they try to push these things when, well, you didn't disavow quick enough, it really makes me sick to hear all that. Now, saying that, I don't believe Donald Trump is one I can trust to be conservative. I am a conservative. Most of my listeners are conservative. I'm glad and told I love to have our liberal friends. I love to get your email. Love to hear what you have to say. But I'm a conservative, and that's what America needs. And Ted Cruz was easy to put that up in the debate the other night when he said, look at these Democratic cities. They have all these problems, and they've been ruled by Democratic leftists for over 50 years, just like Detroit, and they got all these problems because of far-left policies. Now, saying all that, we get back into where we are. The reason I played that clip from Mitt Romney was I'm tired of the establishment attacks on Donald Trump just saying that we're going to knock him down so we can get who we want in John Kasich or Marco Rubio. And now it looks like Rubio's out. I'm going to talk about that more in a little bit later. But I have to say, even though I'm a supporter of Ted Cruz, the establishment wants to control. They want their nominee. They want their pick. And they want to tell everybody, you vote for us, and this is what we'll tell you what you got to do. Vote for us, and then they do what they want to. And that's the Washington cartel that Ted Cruz has been wanting to break. Well, that's what's going on in America, and that's why I'm upset, and that's why Trump is getting so much support. People want to see something done in action. Now, I'm going to talk about that. Well, let me talk about right now as we finish up the first half of the show. I believe Donald Trump's strength, and no doubt he has got a movement that's bringing people into the Republican Party. And there's no doubt he's got that enthusiasm. He's got people out because they want someone of action. They're willing, the evangelicals are willing to overlook their all these years of social issues that they've stood strong on. Just give us a leader. One reason is because they are wounded. We're all wounded. America's hurting. And people may not like me saying this, but it's a lot like so many of the African-American population were so wounded for so long that never had those wounds healed, that when Barack Obama came onto the scene, they flocked to Barack Obama. Even though he's far left, he hasn't done much at all. We look at the unemployment of the African-Americans 7 years after he's inaugurated. Look at the financial condition of African-Americans all across America 7 years after Barack Obama's policies have been in place, and they're dismal. And they were wounded, but they went to who they wanted to hear. And the same way, so many conservatives are so wounded after 7 years of the leftist policies, socialist, communistic policies of Barack Obama, that now they're willing to listen to Donald Trump and think he's a man of action. And if he gets in, I hope he is the man of action, and I hope he sticks to who he says he is. But I don't trust him as much as I can trust a committed conservative, Ted Cruz. Now, saying all that, we're at the end of the first part of this show, and I had to get all that out. And second half of the show, we're going to talk about Super Tuesday, what happened, and where do we go from here. But first, let me remind you, you're listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us right here on WebTalkRadio.net. That's WebTalkRadio.net. And how can you support us? You can order my book. a book not only by me, but by Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., and also Dr. Alex McFarland. How do you get that book? Well, you go to the front page of this website where it has Doc Holliday's Rock Split and Politics, and there's an ad. You can see the, and you click on the cover of Bedrock Truths. Eight non-negotiable principles for America today. And that's what we need, non-negotiable principles, something you're willing to stand on. And so get that book, support the show, support what we're doing here, and getting a conservative voice out across America. We appreciate our listeners, and we got some new listeners with this with this crazy, just like I played the Aerosmith song, this crazy election year. I've talked to a gentleman the other day, 90 years old. Have you ever seen an election like this for president? No, is what he said. No, it's never been one this crazy. We're in the midst of it. Folks, you're in the midst of history. How's it going to be? Everybody says it's Donald Trump for sure. Can Ted Cruz catch up? We're going to talk about that in the second half of the show. So get ready. Let me play this. Where do we go from here? Alicia Keys, where do we go from here? Alicia Keys, where do we go from here? Well, you can follow the trail of my tears is what she's singing. So who's crying? Who is it? The GOP establishment? 13 candidates that are out now and a couple more ready to go? Or what are we crying about? Well, let me read a poem, an original poem by Doc Holliday. And if you want to see it, you can go to the Facebook page of Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics, and you can see a copy of this. This is original. I wrote day after Super Tuesday, and we'll get into Super Tuesday, but Marco Rubio won his first state, Minnesota, as a caucus. And then what else happened? Well, Minnesota, Ted Cruz came in second. Trump came in third, actually. What else happened? Well, Cruz did win the big state of Texas, his home state. He had to do it. He did. He got Oklahoma. And there's some points I'm going to put. I also got Alaska. So Trump got the others. So Cruz is still in the game. Is Rubio? Is Kasich? We know that Ben Carson got out. So I wrote this poem right after Super Tuesday, March 2nd, 2016, and it's titled, America Needs a Cruz. No one likes to lose. No one likes heartbreaking choices. But there's one core truth that now glues together everywhere all Republican voices. It's down to two. Now we must choose Donald Trump or Teddy Cruz. Like amputating an arm to let the body live, true Republicans everywhere now must give. Or Trump will dominate the field and Republicans nominate the only one to yield to Hillary Clinton the White House again as she becomes Barack Obama's political twin. America and the world will lose. Stop Hillary's crime. Stop Donald's grime. Now is the time, like Churchill in his prime, to step up to the challenge. Choose Cruz for president. How about that? Well, that's what I'm telling you about. That's what we're doing here at Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics, is bringing you things you won't hear anywhere else. And you won't hear that poem anywhere else because Doc Holliday wrote it just for the listeners of Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. But there's a lot of truth in that. There's some Republicans that feel like they're going to lose their right arm. But is it better to lose your right arm and save the body? Somebody's got to give it up. Is it Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, or, you know, John Kasich? Well, what happens? Well, after Super Tuesday, the delegate count went, sky high for Trump. But if you added Rubio and Cruz together, they'd have more delegates than Donald Trump. So could you make a case for a Cruz-Rubio team? Let Rubio be the vice president? If he would take it, if he'd get out and take it, would he? I don't know. It seems so easy. Wouldn't you rather be vice president? Hey, he's not even running for re-election in the Senate. He's putting it all on the line here. So would you like to be vice president of the United States at 44 years old, prime for if everything is turned around in this country where you could have the lead in to a nomination in 8 years? Wow. I mean, how do you turn that down? And yet Rubio is still in the game. I hope by the time you're listening to this, maybe something like this happened. But I have to tell you, this is what Doc Holliday sees. If it stays like it is, John Kasich, Governor of Ohio, said he will not get out until, if he doesn't win Ohio, he says he'll get out. But he says he's going to win Ohio. And same Rubio says he's going to win Florida. But Rubio is down like 20 points in Florida. And I heard Rubio say right after Super Tuesday, somebody's questioning about how he could win Florida. And he said, well, and they were talking about some of the states near the Georgia line, some of the, well, they're talking about where Georgia and Alabama voted heavily for Trump, and Florida's right at that borderline. And Rubio said, hey, that's not real Florida voters. And I thought, my goodness, I would never call voters in my state not real voters. Now, there's more people down the I-4 corridor in Central Florida. But, you know, hey, here in Mississippi, we call it the Redneck Riviera in the Gulf Coast in the panhandle of Florida. And I love it down there. I mean, we so many of us go down there, and it may be called the Redneck Riviera, but we enjoy it. And the people who live there, hey, they vote. And your own senator just said, he just put down the panhandle of Florida. So if I was Trump, I'd get that clip and play it over and over in an ad. But I do think Rubio's in trouble. And I think John Kasich in Ohio, this is a scenario. If Nadler gets out, which it doesn't look like they will, this election's changing so quick, by the time you hear this, something may have happened. But I am saying, here's what Ted Cruz has got to do. He has to get busy on the plane, go to every state he can, get people fired up, because Rubio is going to be stuck in Florida trying to win Florida. Kasich's going to be stuck in Ohio trying to win Ohio. And then Trump, because of his mano-mano, he wants to beat Rubio and Kasich in their own states. So he'll be concentrating his fire on that. Will that allow Ted Cruz time to get to the caucuses? And what else? Most of the delegates left are in closed primary states, meaning Trump can't bring in the crossovers from the Democrats and the independents. They have to be Republican voters. So Cruz does have a plan that he can get involved and go to a lot of these caucuses and the closed primaries and have a shot at beating Donald Trump. If he doesn't win some more states, he's not winning the delegates. And winner take all starts March the 15th in Ohio and Florida. If Rubio can win Florida, it keeps the delegates out of Donald Trump's hand. And if Kasich can win Ohio, it keeps the delegates out of Donald Trump's hand. But if Cruz is smart, he'll be going to all the other places, leave Florida off, leave Ohio off, and get these other states. And then even if he doesn't have enough delegates to win, he'll still have a lot more than Kasich and Marco Rubio, because they're tied to their home states. They have to have these must wins. So you can put all kind of scenarios, but that's Doc Holliday's take on it. And I do believe if people really don't like Trump, like I said earlier in the show, the establishment, if they really don't like Trump, they could get behind Ted Cruz. They want their cake and eat it too. And the Republican establishment reminds me of, who was it? Marie Antoinette, just before she got her head cut off a year or two late after the French Revolution. She said, let them eat cake. That reminds me of exactly. exactly what the Republican establishment is doing now, running Mitt Romney and his other people out and saying, all these voters, you know, we don't like you. We want to call the shots. No, the people call the shots. It's we the people, and parties are not for the fat cats. It's for people to come together and get behind a candidate that has their values, who they voted for. So anybody says they won't vote for the Republican nominee needs to be taken out to the woodshed and given a political spanking. I mean, listen, it's the Republican Party. And on the debate last Thursday night, yes, they got Donald Trump to say he would support the nominee and he believed in the Republican Party, and he is bringing in more Republicans into the party. And each of the candidates on stage, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and John Kasich, all said they'd support the Republican nominee, even if it was Donald Trump. So this is where we are, coming in to getting ready for the March 15th. Next week, it is March 15th. What candidates will be still in then? I can't tell you, but it looks like Rubio and also Kasich and Cruz and Trump are battling it out. It is so fluid now. And that's why, listen to Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. I've given you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And listen, before we finish up, there's one thing I have to tell you that you won't hear anywhere else. This is like pulling your hair out. Don't tell Donald Trump that. If he pulls his hair out, he'd look different if he pulled his hair out. But this is what you need to know. Bare knuckles from the heart, Doc Holliday, to you, my listeners. We need a conservative. And like Marco Rubio said, Hillary Clinton is unfit to be the commander-in-chief after she lied to families of men who lost their lives in Benghazi. Lied to the families. Said it was a video that caused it. And she knew. She was saying it's a terrorist attack to her own family. So she cannot be a commander-in-chief. So whoever the Republican nominee is, we've got to get behind. I'm still fighting for Ted Cruz. And I know there's a lot of listeners in different states. You go and vote in different waves and weeks. And all I'd say is get out and support Ted Cruz. That's my plea to you. And some of my listeners are great Donald Trump fans. You've told me that. You've emailed me that. I understand that. Go out there and live and fight for your candidate. And I am for you if against this Republican establishment. They need to be the one taken to the woodshed. Yes. And I think it's time to get some of these think tanks, some of these Republican insiders, it's time to take them to the woodshed. And don't let them back in to the main house. Make them pay a little repentance. There's some comeuppance. Let's do them. Because they're the one that put the party in this condition. They're the one who would not do what they told the voters they would do. Where's Newt Gingrich when he signed a contract with America? Where's someone who had that leadership and step up for the Republican Party? People want to hear politicians do what they say they would do. Ted Cruz has proved that. And he took all the flack in the Senate because he told the people of Texas that they elect him senator, this is what he'd do. He did that. That's why they backed him up, and he won by over 17% in the big state of Texas. And I believe Ted Cruz would make the best president of the United States. Now, saying that, I'll get behind the Republican nominee. You better too, because this country cannot survive the likes of Hillary Clinton and the way this leftist government has been running this country. We cannot tolerate it. We must get behind whoever the Republican nominee is in 2016. Hey, next week we'll talk about the states, what happened, and it's fluid, folks. Every week, you don't want to miss Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. See you next week.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.